Liesl van der Veste is in host of KFM Mornings on KFM 94.5 right here in Cape Town. Joins me in the studio. Hello, Liesl.
Good morning, Africa.
How are you?
Fabulous. It's been a slowed down month for me when it comes to fitness.
Yes.
I've done nothing at a high intensity pace. I've tried every single slower type of workout. And I'm available to test out any workout. So please, if anyone wants me to try a workout, they're too nervous to try, I'll be the guinea pig or the guinea giraffe.
Does one go to sleep in sleep yoga?
So it's actually called yoga nidra. I like to call it sleep yoga. And I was invited by Jani Holmes from Yoga Resolve to just try out this class. And I thought, okay, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, quite late for me to lie down onto my bed with the Zoom camera next to me facing my head and a little bit of my chest so that Jani can see what I'm doing with other people around you, also on Zoom, getting into their beds, in their pajamas, and we're all lying on our beds, listening to her. It's not a monotone voice, but it's a meditative voice where she talks you through different breathing patterns and breathing techniques. And I thought I could explain in my own layman terms what yoga nidra is, or we could get a voice note from Jani, and she could exactly explain to us word for word what yoga nidra is.
Hello, I'm Jani Holmes, owner of The Healing Resolve and Awake Yoga Studio. Yoga Nidra is a systematic technique to learn how to consciously relax, deep relaxation with inner awareness. Follow the instructions whilst lying down comfortably. Allow all tensions to dissipate, physical, mental, and emotional. During Yoga Nidra, consciousness is functioning on deeper levels, and it's here you can initiate profound healing shifts and access boundless potentiality, improve memory, knowledge, and creativity. You set a positive healing resolve, then breath awareness, a rotation of consciousness swiftly moving through the parts of the body, a recollection and awakening of opposites like heat, cold, heaviness, lightness, awareness of the neural plexuses of the body, the glands, organs, and balancing the nervous system, rapid visualizations, and a wonderful, beautiful journey of imagination. Then it's time to remember your positive healing resolve, integrated, aligned whole. You can find me at awakeyogastudio.com and thehealingresolve.com.
That is the voice that I've had every Tuesday for the last 3 weeks, between 4 and 5, while I've done yoga nidra. And it's been an incredible experience. I thought for an hour, I'm never going to be able to lie still for an hour, first of all. Listen to someone in my head with other people on Zoom, seeing me in my giraffe pajamas, getting into bed. And you actually don't pay attention to anyone that's on the Zoom session. You're so focused on your own breathing and your own moment. You don't even look at the camera. And before I knew it, I'd set my alarm because I had a meeting at 5. It was 5 o'clock. And in that hour that I was there, I calmed my mind down. I got in sleep. And the benefit is they say that half an hour is equivalent to 2 hours of restful sleep and healing. And an hour is equivalent to 4 hours. And that time went by so quickly. And after a really stressful day, I think this is just definitely something that you should add into your practice, because you don't realize how much stress we have, the things and the thoughts that are going through our minds at speeds of 300 kilometers an hour. So this is definitely something that I would recommend. I've started bringing it in once a week, along with other slow down practices. And from next month, I'll add both elements, the high intensity workouts, and then balancing it out with something like a yoga nidra, a tai chi, or breath work.
I'm going to ask this question. How is it different from meditation? Because there are a number of people who will wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and instead of tuning into Cape Talk on 702, they go into a state of meditation, because that's the sort of booster for the day. You know what I mean? It's not quite a, because you don't think of meditation as a booster, but it actually gives you energy for the day.
So this is also, it takes your mind into a mindful state of meditation to lead towards sleep. So other people will do a meditation or mindfulness to wake, or for positive thoughts, or between a stressful meeting, or before they have to do a Zoom session.
Or focus on a vision, actually. It's a wonderful way of going, I need all my thoughts cleared, because this is the one thing that I need to focus on, at least for the next hour.
And that's my opinion, but someone could correct me on the WhatsApp line, so please feel free. I mean, I'm so new to this. I'm new to meditation. I'm new to mindfulness. I'm still a newbie in all of this. So feel free to reach out to us on WhatsApp and correct me if I'm wrong.
Now, she happens to practice from Cape Town, as in she's physically in Cape Town, but because of COVID-19 and everybody turning really to Zoom and other platforms, obviously anyone in the country will be able to access her work, right?
Well, Jani is actually based in Wilderness and spends 2 weeks there, 2 weeks in Cape Town,
okay,
done via Zoom and then private sessions as well. So she'll be in Cape Town for the next 2 weeks doing sessions and doing breath work, doing the yoga nidra sessions. But Johannesburg, Pretoria, Centurion, you haven't been forgotten. Martin, the Nest Space with Anesso on Sundays between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. in Joburg has yoga nidra classes. Pure Vision Yoga with Abeda Masingi have their sessions, various sessions. Just go to purevisionyoga.webly.com. And then Abdiga Singh has a yoga session in Centurion, abdigasingh.yoga@gmail.com. So there are some great sessions around the country. A lot of them do offer Zoom, and it's sometimes just nice to go into a session.
Yeah.
And see what that's about. Jani also has a breath work class next Saturday in Claremont. And I'm going to give it a
Claremont,
try.
Claremont, Cape Town.
Claremont,
course.
Cape Town. So I'm going to give that a try. And I know there's still some spaces available. And I'd like to hear feedback because I'm not the only one that started. The class was quite full via Zoom. I felt quite overwhelmed going to put my Zoom camera on, show my bedroom, well, just the parts of my bedroom. And it was quite a nervous thing at the beginning. But I've started to get into it. Friends have asked, aren't you curious about what other people's bedrooms look like? I said, actually, I'm so focused on the practice and on myself. And you don't really see anything. So the camera is only on so that Jani or your practitioner can see your breathing, make sure. And then afterwards gives you notes and will say, Liesl, at this part, you were a little bit stressed, or I could see the dogs because my dogs were on the bed with me, were interrupting your session, and give a little bit of feedback. And I like that. I like the feedback afterwards. Or you can stay after the session and ask questions on Zoom or even your private practice sessions as well.
We'll talk about dogs in the bed in another day.
not
this morning. So 1st of March is Monday,
yeah,
which means you've completed your, you know, 4 weeks of mindfulness, resting, sleeping, you know, as part of your... Are you looking forward then to having a blend between, as you say, high intensity activity that your body is so used to and probably yearning for at the moment, and incorporating elements of just being mindful and quiet and still?
I'm quite excited to see the mixture. I'm quite excited to see from my point of view, because I'm a very busy person and I do a lot of fitness activities so that I can test it out. We can talk about it on air. So I'm interested to see the balance. I'm interested to see how my recovery time works. I'm interested to see how my mind switches on when it comes to the exercise. And I'm interested just to see what the benefits were of doing both. And then just adding into different elements. There's different practices of different techniques that I still haven't gotten around to, and different slowed down workouts that I'm keen to bring in. And then I'm looking for a new fitness challenge. So if there's a new workout or a new fitness craze, let us know via WhatsApp and I'll test it out and come and share it with you, Africa.
Yes, because I will not be testing it out, I'm afraid. The good news is that starting next week, you'll be able to listen to Liesl on this radio station every single day. Now, the Friday morning session, which is 10 minutes, is going to stay, right? And we'll pretty much be doing exactly the same thing as we've been doing. But Monday through Thursday, we'll, you know, for 2 or 3 minutes every day, it will probably be around 5 o'clock. That will be the time when we try to schedule it. We're going to be doing a myriad of things, including getting you to be physically active, of course. I envisage, and this is too much work for you, Liesl, but I'm hoping you're going to be game, where, you know,
Tell me what I'm doing, because I don't know. This is the first... I know that I'm going to start on Monday, but this is my brief live on air.
Imagine, for example, not in your bedroom, but where it is safe in your house, you... do a series of movements and you record yourself, you film yourself doing those movements and you break it up into 4 different sessions. And then you on a Monday, you'll say, okay, cool. This week we're doing this. You start by doing A, B, C, D. And if you go to my Instagram handle, you'll be able to see it. And of course, we'll share it on the station's Twitter handles, right? As opposed to you physically doing something here and then breathing heavily instead of having to tell people well how to do it. There'll be times when listeners tell you, hey, as you said, you know, go try this, and then you're going to go try it and perhaps, you know, capture some moments, and then you give us some feedback. And sometimes there'll just be news that you want to share about what's happening in the world of fitness. And, you know, if you're in Cape Town today, go and try this. If you're in Pretoria today, go and try this. anything goes, really.
Absolutely. And it's all about health, fitness, and wellness. So it can be anything. We're open to suggestions. Liesel V@capetalk.co.za. You can just email me. And I'm keen to try new things, and I'm keen to just get you moving. That 3 minutes is going to make a big difference in your life.
It certainly will. Liesel, thank you very much. It's always a lot of fun. I'm glad you're awake in order for you to come and tell us about it. It sounds intriguing, really. I'll certainly read up a bit on it a little bit more.
Thank you.